Blog Talk Radio.
To Totally Healed Radio with Prophetess Angel. I'm so excited this morning. I have to laugh. You got to just laugh sometimes when everything that could, you know, you thought of or didn't think of could happen for you to not do your show, but God prevailed anyway, and so we're moving forward because that means it must be a word for somebody. Yeah, somebody's heart is going to be healed this morning because I'm telling you, Mr. Dorwin, it's just amazing, the thing, everything that could come up. But I thank God for our producer, Miss On Fire to Inspire, encouraging me and praying with me this morning to just keep it moving. I want to read a scripture into your spirits this morning from Proverbs 4 and 23, which says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life." And this morning, we're going to be talking about getting your heart total. Sometimes we think we heal and we try to move on in relationship with men and women, but just relationship. It might be with your children, it might be with your siblings. But this morning, we're going to talk about heart and totally healed because you need your heart to be healed in order for you to function properly in life and just move forward. And if you're holding any forgiveness in your heart for anything and anybody, you know, God cannot fully use you, you know, and it will give you the illusion that you're moving forward and you're going somewhere and you're not going anywhere. And so we bless God for that on today. And I'm so excited about our guest, Mr. Dorwin. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. And his last name is Mr. Francis. We're just gonna call him Mr. Francis this morning. And he's gonna be talking to you about getting your heart totally healed. He's been a husband for 23 years. He's a father, associate pastor, author, and marriage coach. His knowledge and wisdom on this topic is phenomenal. It's time for you to be healed in every area of your life. Start with getting your heart healed. You want to make sure you dial in and listen to this powerful interview. Whoever you know that needs their heart healed, text them, you know, email them, send them the Facebook page, and let them know that we are live right now. And we're not going to delay Mr. Francis anymore. We're going to bring him on and let him minister to y'all this morning. Mr. Francis, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning to you guys. Good morning, everyone that's listening in. It is a pleasure, and I'm excited to be a part of your program, Woman of God. And I want to say to you that, yes, indeed, there must be healing in the heart in order for us to move forward into purpose, into destiny, and into our greater.
Amen, amen. And that's why you're here. That's why, you know, I give no glory and no place to the enemy whatsoever. But I tell you, many hindrances, many delays, up into the very moment of time to dial in. And my computer kept shutting down. It was just all kind of craziness, you know, that was going on. And we didn't get a chance to properly promote you all week long because we didn't have all your information. But look at God, you here. You know what God has set in motion. You know, ain't nothing coming. And I just thank God for being who He is. And I thank God for you and your ministry and all that you're doing. And I was blessed to hear you on Tuesday night on Miss On Fire to Inspire show. and we're blessed to be on her network. And so we've been kind of double teaming the last few weeks with different guests, you know, having them on Tuesday and back on Saturday. So we miss it, you know, but, you know, with a little different twist, you know, she's inspiration and different other, you know, things she might bring out. But, you know, I want to really hit home with healing. You know, when people listen to my show, I want them to leave with healing. I want them to be able to go back and replay this over and over again as many times as they need to, man of God. So you just let God use you this morning to speak to the hearts of the people and tell me, what does being totally healed in your heart, what does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, we must understand that, amen, that the heart is the area, you know, where the issue of life flows. You know, we our emotions, our feelings, our thought process, you know, it flows from the heart. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so we want to make sure as believers, as children of God, and just people in general, that, you know, we don't hold on to things that can be a hindrance in our lives. We don't hold on to issues that has been sitting dormant, or we hold on to issues that are detrimental to our greater. One of the things that we realize in life, that negative is not something that you necessarily plan for. Negative is automatic, you know. It is said that we hear more negative than we hear positive in our lives. From the time of birth until 2 years old, we hear about like 20 to 50,000 no's in our lives. And one of the things that I realize that people have a tendency to do is to hold on to the negative. In order for us to be greater, in order for there to be a healing in our lives, in our heart, there must come a point in time in our lives when we look at where we are. We do what I call a personal evaluation of our past, our present, so that we can understand what our future will be. Now, our past may shape the lifestyle that we live in now, or the habits that we have created now, or the pain and the suffering that we're dealing with now. But in order for us to embrace the future, we have to let go of some of the issues, some of the areas, some of the situations that have been plaguing us for a very long period of time. And so healing in the heart, healing of the heart and the emotion, it requires us first admitting to ourselves that we have a problem. Mm-hmm. We first must come to an awareness that something is wrong. There can be no healing without the thought process or the mindset that I am in a place, or I am dealing with an issue that I need to be delivered from, I need to get rid of, I need to move from. And so the first thing that we must do is to have an awareness that I have an issue with, whether it's with a loved one, whether it's somebody that did something to you. And we know that forgiving and letting go and moving forward is not always the easiest thing. But I want to challenge each and every one of you guys that are listening to this broadcast that you cannot allow what happened in your past to stop you from your greater purpose in life. And I can assure you that if you look deep in yourself, there are issues that you probably can talk about now to the end of time. It feels good when you talk about it, because it gives you it kind of gives you an ammunition. It gives you something to hold on to. You know, you kind of hold the person hostage because of what they did. But I'm here to tell you, man, that listen, if you want to be great in anything, there must be a time that you just let it go. I want you all to visualize that. You know, you probably can't see me, but I want you to hear my voice clearly, that it's time to let it go. Amen.
Yes, God. Yes, God. You said something so powerful. You said negativity that's automatic.
automatic.
And that is so true because it's on the TV, it's on the radio, it's, you know, it's all goes natural. You know, you have to train yourself to think positive and make that your automatic. So I posted, you know, that, you know, negativity is automatic. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, strive. It's just like the Bible says, you got to work out your soul salvation. Yes, it's free. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to have to work at keeping it because there's something that you got to do. We want God to do everything. You know, he's not a butler. He's not a maid. He's our God. He's our Lord and our Savior. And he put it all out there for us, and he wants us to have it, you know. And but we got to grab hold of it. You know, it's just like you going after your dreams and going after your vision. But if your heart is not healed, that's something that will stop you in your tracks, like what you're saying.
Absolutely.
So,
amen.
Know,
amen.
Paul said, press on a higher mark, you know, because the call is in Christ Jesus. So you press towards getting your heart healed. And today is the beginning of that. You can leave this broadcast.
I like that.
And basically, amen. You said the magic word that just let it go. Because we tend to just want to hold on to stuff. Oh, she made me mad yesterday, so I'm not going to, you know, I just ain't going to speak to her today. Only person that's harming
now.
Is you. It's not even harming the other person. And that's what we don't realize. Forgiveness is for
absolutely.
You. It's not for,
it's for you.
The other
yes,
person.
Yes, it is.
They went
amen.
On with their life, and you're the one being held in captivity when you have been free. When the sun set free, it's free indeed. Well, you got me excited this morning. I tell you, I pray.
Bless the Lord.
I know people are listening in, and I pray that they are receiving their healing on today. Know that if you're listening, you can dial 1. If you have any questions for Benson, and he'll answer it. And so,
amen. Amen.
Francis, continue sharing with us.
Yes, and so,
you know, what got you into the healing of the heart? What, you know, because you deal with a lot about, you know, heart matters. What got you into this ministry? What happened in your life that God healed your heart from that caused you to, you know, have such a passion for this type of healing?
Wow. That's a powerful question, woman of God. And if I can be transparent on this broadcast this morning, I want to help somebody.
Please,
you know, I grew up with 5 sisters. I'm the only brother among 5 sisters. My father was not active in my life. As a matter of fact, I only met him once in my life. I was about like, I was 17 years old when I met my dad for the first time. All right. And so according to statistic, according to mainstream media, according to conservative or whoever you want to call them or they, I should not have been successful in my life. I didn't come from the side of the track where economically or socially, you know, my parents had money and were sound and all that kind of stuff. And so I want to impress upon someone that, listen, you know, because I didn't know my father, because he was not active in my life, because he was not there to play the role of a dad and teach me exactly how to become a man, teach me exactly how to date and when I fell in love, what to do and what not to do, you know, there was not a father there to teach me how to ride a bike, you know, to help me to cut my hair or give me my first haircut and all that good stuff. But can I tell you the truth? I want to help somebody that is listening this morning, that who you are is based on your past, but the man or the woman that you become, it is based on you. So what, your father was not in your life? So what, your mother is not there? So what, you were abused when you were younger? Not that I'm dishonoring the fact that, you know, you're going through a traumatic situation, but I'm saying that let me just change that. It's not necessary so what, because that is very a deep and a sensitive area, but I want to say, okay, the abuse happened. You are 40 years years old and you're still holding this against you. And the reason why you probably can't be in a good relationship, you can't hold on to the great people that God brought into your life, because you have a problem with trust. Because when you trust people and people take advantage of you, in order for you to love with authentic, real, and passion, it requires a level of vulnerability. And anytime you become vulnerable, you leave your guard down, you leave yourself open to someone taking advantage of you. And so I told myself when I was younger that I would never want to be like my father. Well, I want to just challenge somebody to let you know today that I've never been arrested, right? Yeah, never been arrested. I've been married for 23 years. I've never stepped out of my marriage and cheated on my wife. I have no record next to my name. I have two boys that I love dearly, that I pour into, that I minister to. And I tell folks all the time that according to statistics, you know, a guy like me should have a baby mama drama because there was no daddy in my life to teach me how to be a man. Well, y'all forget, amen, that there is a God that is able to father you. As a matter of fact, he
now.
Is your first father. The Bible said that when your mother and your father forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. It's time for us to move from the pain. Watch this. Move away from the pain. Amen. But understand that, listen, the memories, amen, is a lingering, repetitious cycle that constantly keep us going back to where we came from. I'm trying to help somebody. Mm-hmm. You married the third and the fourth time, and you're wondering why you can't keep a marriage. No. It's not because the man or the woman is not good for you. It's not because they were not able to love you. It is because you were not forgiven to people in your past, so you didn't know exactly how to love yourself. And if you don't love yourself and trust yourself, then you can't trust anybody. Help me, somebody. And so the reality is that the struggle is real when we don't come to an awareness and an understanding that what I am dealing with has not been the person that I really wanted to become. My past brought me here, but you have the knowledge. You have the God experience. You have the anointing in your life. So what are you about to do now that's going to allow you to lay aside the sins and the weight and the problem and the setbacks and all these heavy baggages that you're carrying in your luggage so that you can be free, so that you can travel light, so that the next person that comes into your life will see the real you and come to know you for who God destined for you to be, rather
Good
than see
God
you
Good
as
God.
A broken
oh
vessel,
God.
They will see you as a vessel that is now polished, a vessel that is now been on the wheel and been processed into something that is truly an amazing to look at.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God
can
do
it. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel the Holy Ghost. I said God can do it.
Yes, God.
People ask me, how do you stay faithful? I mean, you know, you hear it all the time. You know, when we see a lot of young men that was raised by their single mother, and their mother, you know, their mother did everything that they possibly could. And I take my hat off to every single mother. I salute you. You know, the man was not in his position as a kingdom man, as a leader, as a priest of the home. He walked away and you did the best that you could. You did everything that you can. And you have done all. You have exhausted all your options, all the time and the money and the resources that you had to make sure that your kids were okay. But can I tell you the truth? That was not your responsibility. That was the responsibility of a man, but he stepped out of his purpose. And so we find that there's a lot of females and a lot of ladies that would love to get married again. They would love to be a wife again. You have men also that would love to be a husband again, but because of what happened in their past, because of what happened in their generation, in their bloodline, oh God Almighty. And so we are praying and asking God to sever those type of, you know, brokenness. I pray now in the name of Jesus that will not follow your lineage. It will not follow your family. It will not follow your son. It will not follow your daughter. But you will be free so so that you can become the man and the woman that God calls you to be. But first, it starts with you. Instead of reflecting and looking at what happened to you, then use it as a motivation to look at you now and say, through many dangers, toil, and snare, I have already come. If it didn't kill me, then it has to make me better. If it didn't make me lose my mind, then it means that what God has for me is greater than what I'm dealing with right now. And so it's time to take off that black robe or that black dress and put on some colors and feel good about yourself, start to dress up and look good again. You know, the funeral service is already over. Listen, bury the dead and let the dead bury the dead. And now it's time for you to walk in your new. It is time for you to walk in your purpose and seize the moment, maximize the opportunity so that you can get to your greater. Because can I tell you, the devil meant it for evil, but God is about to turn every negative situation that you've ever been through and turn it around for your good. So your test now will become a testimony. Your misery will probably turn into a ministry, and your trial will be now turned into triumph, because guess what? A winner will never quit a themselves. And every one of you that are listening to the sound of my voice is a winner. And let me tell you something, you're not running by yourself. You're not doing this alone. God is with you. And you have some people on the sideline that are cheering you on, telling you that you can make it, telling you that you are going to win. Amen. Yes. Evangelist, prophetess, angel is one of those individuals. And I come on here as a guest, amen, just to charge you, to stimulate, to percolate, and to fuse some passion in you that, listen, your greater is coming, but you need to lay aside your stuff so that your heart can be healed. Glory be to God.
My God.
I see the Holy Ghost.
Thank you so much for going back to the self-person, because I felt the Holy Ghost, you know, when you begin to deal with issues, not the man, not the woman, not your children, not your siblings, not even your pastor. I want to deal with people that have been hurt in their heart, church hurt, relationship hurt, friends, sisters. People don't fell out with friends they've been with 20 years, 30 years, and sometimes God tears people away from you, you know, and they got this toxic, but I want to go back to that self-love. I put on my page, you got to love yourself. So what I want everybody under the sound of my voice to do, based on everything the man of God has said, make up your mind, the person you're going to forgive today first is you. Forgive you for every mistake, for every wrong move, or every wrong decision, because yes, we are spirit beings, but we're also in this human flesh. And there's no good thing that dwells in this flesh. So you're going to make mistakes. So what, you're going to continue to hold yourself up, what you did yesterday, what you did, I don't care if it was 5 minutes ago, forgive you so that you can be loved and learn how to love.
Come on now. That's right.
Forgive yourself so that you can be loved and learn how to love. Because like you said, there are people that wants to love you. For you, because you are special to God. You are precious. You are a sparkle in somebody's eyes. You're a fresh breath, and you don't know, sometimes just your presence is making people smile, and they want to get to know you, but you won't even open your heart because of something that this person or that person did. You won't even go back into the house of God because what this last pastor did, where he might have not been your spiritual father, or she might have not been your spiritual mother. But God got something with you. He has some people that especially divine that's supposed to be connected for your life. So we lose the divine will of God for your life on today. As you surrender, as you forgive yourself, I want you to look in the mirror and say, I forgive me. Call your name out. I forgive Prophet Angel.
Yes.
I forgive Prophet Francis, whatever your name
Amen.
Is, forgive yourself today. And I promise you, you're going to feel a weight. Look, boy, he got me about to run around my room this morning. I'm telling you, you're going to feel such a weight lift off you, because we've been fighting us, not others. We've been fighting with ourselves. And that's what I'm just strongly picking up in the spirit as he's talking. And I don't know who this is for. But you got to stop fighting with you and let go and let God. Let somebody
come on now.
That is so powerful. You know, and I receive this from my own self. You know, let somebody love you, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Some of you won't even let God in.
Amen.
But he still
powerful.
He's the same yesterday, forever, today, and forevermore. So just because people change, people are going to be people. But God never changed. So what, you can't love
never
God,
changed.
You can't worship him, you can't praise him, because something didn't go right at work, something didn't go right at home. The daughter did this, your son did this. Now God can't get his glory. He can't get his praise. You can't love on him. You can't love him back. He's always been there. There right now. And I'm telling you, he ordained this show just for you. And if it is
your
heart today, I want you to dial in. I want you to hit one so you can speak to the man of God, or so we can pray with you. Because I just feel, I'm telling you, I feel a deliverance. Somebody's going to get, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Get,
I feel the Holy Ghost somebody in this broadcast. Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's not for nothing. He is healing
Amen.
Your heart right now. And I'm
yes,
telling
your heart
you,
has been healed.
As you begin to receive the love of God, it's going to overflow into the lives of others. We're talking about total healing this morning in every area,
Amen.
Every relationship.
Amen. That's right.
Family
that's right.
He was talking
that's
about
right.
generational curses, and we bind generational
we bind that
curses,
spirit and generational curse in the name of Jesus.
And 100 years forward, it shall not be. Every curse is broken.
Every curse is broken. Every lie, every demon, every spirit, every
in the
thought,
name of Jesus.
Everything that was done to you. Hello.
Yes.
You know, as you were
God.
Talking about, as you were speaking about self-love and self-awareness, and, you know, something just hit my spirit that the most fierce, and you are, let me rephrase that, the greatest opponent that you'll ever face in your life, it is you.
Wow.
It's not
wow.
your friends that hurt
wow.
you. It's not your problems. That it's you. It's not
wow.
the person that lied on you.
Woo.
It's not the brother that mistreated you. It's not the ex-husband that lie and assassinate your character and minimize and criticize you and put you down. Oh, it's not the woman that walk away out of your life, men, because men go through problems too. Sometimes we kind of like, you know, forget about the man and focus more on the healing process for the woman. But there are men, listen, my wife
Come
and
on,
I, we have counseled,
say that,
we,
man
we,
of God.
We, my wife and I, we are dealing with men right now where the wives, amen, just literally walk away from the marriage, you know, just get up and just leave, you know. I don't want to deal with these kids no more. I don't want to deal with you. We're not talking about women that was out in the world partying and carrying on. We're talking about church women. We're talking about women of God that just can manage balance in ministry and family and feel like
wow.
it's been a pull on their lives, or they feel like the weight of the relationship and the marriage is too heavy, it's too deep, and it's too overbearing, and so they just walk away. But I want to challenge somebody that when you're burdened, understand what the Word of God said, that listen, man, that you, listen, come unto me, all ye that are weary and are ever laden, and I will give you rest. There is rest for the weary, but you cannot rest on your own laurels. You can't rest on your own mindset, your own thought process. You have to learn to rest in God. Trade what you have and give God what, listen, trade with Jesus. Give Jesus what you have and you take what he has. Just like the woman, amen, at the well. Jesus said, listen, man, I have something that I can give you that if you try, because first of all, this woman was trying to come on to Jesus. As you read the story, most people don't understand it, but that's a great love story. If you realize that Jesus tried to find out what the woman need was, our needs are before he even offered her a solution. Come on, somebody. A lot of times, amen, we don't want to find out what the need of people are. Listen, we need to find out what their needs are before we can find a solution. Amen. And so I'm here to tell you that Dr. Jesus is a physician, and he's here to do an assessment. He's here to bring you through the triage area. You want to assess your problem. He want to make sure that your vital signs is up again. He want to make sure that your heartbeat is up again. Glory be to God.
Glory
and so as
God.
You are are dealing with you, as you're dealing with you, the opponent, the greatest opponent that you'll ever face is not the outside. It is inside of you. That is why the word of God said greater is either it is in you than either it is in the world. Because if you tap into the God in you, if you tap into the wealth of information and knowledge that God has placed inside of you, it will help you to get to your greater. The other aspect I want to talk about self-love is this, that the Pharisees and the scribes, they came to Jesus, amen, in the book of Matthew chapter 22, and they wanted to trick Jesus. They wanted to trap him. They wanted to see exactly if he was going to make a mistake. But listen, remember that God, Jesus was God, and he was man. He had his deity, and he had his humanity. So you cannot manipulate and try to catch the God of our salvation in a trap. And so here's what they asked Jesus. They asked Jesus a question. What is the greatest commandment? And Jesus said unto them, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. He talks about loving the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy might, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And then he said, the second to that is to love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, when we talk about self-love, we cannot give from a heart of pureness if we are not loving ourselves. You cannot give me something that you don't have of yourself. The reason why most marriages are failing, and the reason why so many people are frustrated in relationship, it is because they are lacking self-love, and they think that, amen, love is going to come from another man or it's going to come from another woman. No. See, when you understand, amen, that when you're in a marriage, I'm not talking about a girlfriend relationship. I'm not talking about shacking up. I'm talking about marriage. I'm talking about in the institution of marriage. Listen, when a man understands who he is and what God commands him to do as a man, he first understands that his purpose and his will is to love God and to serve God with his whole heart, then loving his wife is going to become easy. Oh, God, I'm trying to help somebody. When he understands, amen, that his purpose in life, amen, is to love himself, then loving others is easy. We are trying to do things on our own rather than allowing the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost to do it for us. So we find people that are broken want to be now connected and yoked up and fused up and bond up, amen, and connect in a relationship and in a marriage that they have no business being in. Why? Because they are broken. And two broken people come together, that means you're still broken, honey. That man was not designed to make you whole. Only the Spirit of God can make you whole. That man was not designed, amen, to bring you to your greater. He was only there to add value to your life, but only God can bring you to your greater. That woman, come on, brothers, that you want to change. No. Your job is not to change her. It's because of your self-image. It's because of your self-esteem why you want to change her and make her into the woman that she was not designed to be. God designed her to be your help, and your job is to love her. That's it, and that's all, not to change her, but to love her. And when you find love within yourself, then loving your wife is easy. And ladies, when you know yourself and understand who you are, then being submission to your husband is not weakness, honey. It is power. Because a woman will never win the heart of a man who she's not committed to or submitted to. And so here you find, I mean, there's a predicament in the church that you're questioning the authority of God, and you're saying to yourself, well, God gave me this man and God gave me this woman. Well, I'm here to tell you that God gave you that man and God might have given you that woman, but you have to still do some work in order to make the marriage work. And so if God gave him to you and gave her to you, why did you end up in divorce? Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's because there are pain and And there's some issues in your past, in your life, that you were not healed from. And you're blaming your spouse for issues that you are dealing with yourself. Sometimes the very same issue that we are blaming our spouse for are the very issue that we're dealing with. And the reality is this, is that until we slow our roll, get back to the Calvary cross, understand the purpose and the will of God for our life, and ask God to mold us again, that we will always go back in this cycle of in again, out again, in again, out again. Well, God wants the cycle to stop today. Hallelujah. God wants the cycle to stop today so that the healing, the deliverance process, and the bonding and the fusing of your broken heart must come together. And I declare right now, just like how the dry bone come alive, I'm praying, God, that your heartbeat, my God, the Spirit of God just dropped something in my spirit, that some of y'all have been flatlined for too long. You have been flatlined for way too long. And God is saying in this season that I want you to have a heartbeat, baby. I want you to have a heartbeat, my brother. I want your heart to pump again. I want you to breathe again. I want you to love you again. I want you to forgive all those jokers, all those people that are holding you back. Listen, they can talk about you all they want, honey. That's not your problem. Your job is to be the best you that you can be. Folks is going to talk about you. Jesus had a doubter. Jesus had a betrayer. And Jesus had a liar or a denier. So if Jesus had these three components in their lives, well, I'm here to tell you that the moment you sign up for the cross, you're going to have them too. But I'm so grateful, amen, that Peter, amen, and was smart enough and Thomas was wise enough, amen, to understand, amen, that, listen, they did wrong and asked God to forgive them. But some of us, amen, we hold on to our guilt and our shame for so long that we become the son of perdition, just like Judas, amen. He couldn't handle the burden. He couldn't handle the burden and the pain of what he did. And so instead of asking God to forgive him so that he can be whole again, he walked around with that guilt and that shame for so long, it consumed him until he commits suicide. Some of you guys are committed suicide spiritually because you won't let go of the very thing that are holding you back. It is time to heal again. We got to get rid of those brokenness. I feel God in this broadcast.
We speak life.
I feel the Holy Ghost here.
Restoration, revived, renewed, restored, and rebirth your spirit right now. Oh my God. I hope
in the name of Jesus.
I hope y'all are receiving the man of God. Listen, this is not I know it's for someone today. And it's just one person that listening to the broadcast get healed. Oh my God. After today, you will never ever be the same again. I promise.
Amen.
You take that word into your heart, what it's being spoken. My God, I can hardly hang myself over here. I want to read this scripture because this is what's happening right now. Isaiah 6:1-3. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible because this is what has
Amen.
Come upon the hand of God in this broadcast on today. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed and commissioned me to bring good news to the humble
yes,
and the
Lord.
He has sent me to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted. He wants to bind your wounds up today, good God Almighty, to proclaim release from confinement and condemnation, the physical and spiritual captives and freedom to the prisoners. He wants to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted to proclaim, to release you from confinement, condemnation, physical and spiritual captives. He wants to free you from that prison in your heart right today. Good God Almighty. The second verse says, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord in the day of vengeance and restitution of our God, to comfort all who mourn. So you've been mourning. He said it earlier. He said, time to take those grave clothes off. You've been mourning and not even knowing that you've been in mourning. And some of you have been going on for days and weeks and months and years even. You've been in the grieving. It's time to stop grieving. The grieving ends.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
Over today. The third verse
yeah,
says, to grant those who mourn in Zion the folly to give them a purpose instead of dust on their head, a sign of mourning. Dust on your head is a sign of mourning. Now, you know, when I read this and it says dust, I think about, I see somebody the cover with their head covered up. You don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to face the day. You don't want to face the morning. But today, God wants to give you the oil of joy instead of mourning. The garment of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. So that you will be called the trees of righteousness, strong and magnificent, distinguished for integrity, justice, and right standing with God. The planting of the Lord that he may be glorified. God wants to be glorified in you today. God wants you to be in right standing with him today.
Yes.
Oh my God. When God told me to do the show, I had no idea what he had in store. But this is for you. This is for you.
Yes, it is.
This is for me today. It's for us.
This is the will of God. This
because
is
I'm
the will
telling
of
you
God.
What's going to happen. It's going to break out in your family. It's going to break out in your house. It's going to break out in
Mighty
your
God.
Community, in your neighborhood, in your ministry, in your church. Why? Because it started first in you. And you're not going to be able to contain yourself after this healing today, because I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord is resting upon you today. You are back in right standing with the Lord, and he's calling you the planting. He's planting you. He's chosen you for your family to change
yes,
things.
Jesus.
That with you, it's going to start with you, that the generation will never be the same.
Generation will never be the same. There is a
no marriage is going to be whole. You know, some people have been in families that everybody don't got a divorce. All the children
generation,
don't ran off.
Come
everybody
on now. Come on
deal.
Now.
Oh,
yes, God.
All of these things.
Today,
and it starts with you. My God from
Zion. It starts
Zion.
With you.
It starts with you. And I'm telling you, we're here. We want to pray with you. We want to encourage you. And we want to know that this is ministering to somebody. So I'm telling you, if you want to speak to the man of God or myself, please hit one and dial in. My man of God, my God from Zion, you are blessing me today. So if don't
bless
nobody
the Lord.
Else, then I want to appreciate you. I want to thank you. I want you to know this is what was for me today. If it wasn't for nobody else, it was for me. So I
you mean God be
I forgive Angel. For all the mess up and all the mistakes that I've made in my life. Because sometimes we hold ourselves in bondage and don't even realize that we're doing it.
Yes.
But if you look at the business that you're making, it's based on things of the past. But, you know, I don't know
it's
if I can talk about what this looked like, what so-and-so did to me.
Come on.
It looked like
there must there must be a healing in the heart.
Oh,
God.
But I pray right now that God gives you the spirit of discernment. See, when you have the spirit of discernment, it'll let you know who real and who not.
Amen. Amen.
It'll let you know this is the real
there
thing.
Must be
and
a healing
it'll have
in
to
the
line
heart.
Up with the word of God. See, we got to get in our word. We're basing things on by the world standards.
My God. Mighty God.
There's a kingdom standard. There are kingdom principles that we got
kingdom
to live
principle.
By. But we're trying to do it the world's way. We're trying to do it the way they're doing
must
it on
healing
TV
in
and
the
how
heart.
Everybody else
is.
And God tells me that all the time. No, I'm not taking you that route. I'm an advocate for sympathy. And God changed the whole way I began to advocate that thing. You know, I wanted everybody to know this pain is for real because I don't live this thing and this and that and the other. God was like, no, that's not what I'm calling you for. I'm calling you for hope, health, and healing. So he made me change my slogan to hope, health, and healing. So
Mighty
I got to stay within my purpose. And this show was birthed out of my foundation because God healed me from cancer and he healed me from sickle cell. But how can I go and tell the sickle cell community that you can be healed from a disease that is negative, that you've been that had all your life and the doctors are against you, the nurses are against you, your family are against you.
You're
in the hospital in and out and nobody comes to see you. How can I give them hope if I don't have no hope? How can I tell them you can be healed if I'm not walking in total healing? And that is where this show is worked out of. And so I'm telling y'all, just like he did it for me, he wants to totally heal your heart today, because there's something that's inside of you that he's trying to get out, that he's trying to birth. I think
Miss Bonnie
allow me to be on this network because she's a midwife. And I'm telling you, even today, she was pushing me this morning. I didn't even want to do the show this morning. I'm being honest with you.
Oh, my Lord. So look at God.
Like, let's just do a replay at 3 a.m. this morning. And when I woke up at 7 or something, she was like, oh, no, ma'am, we doing the show. And so,
yes, she texted me. This is the Lord's doing, because I work last night. I work from 11 to 7. I work as an engineer, and I had to do the overnight tour last night. And the Lord, I said, God, normally when I come home, I get some rest, and, you know, and I got in, and as soon as I got in, close to 8 o'clock, who popped up on my messenger? Amen. It's Evangelist Butler. You know, and I said, oh, Lord, you know, and I was like, God, should I cancel or should I go forward? And the moment I saw her and said, are you ready? Are you ready for 11 a.m. interview? I just text her back and just say, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And so the number that you reached was at my job, because when I did the radio program on Tuesday, I did it from my office because my cell phone signal is not really that good there, so I didn't want to have any problem where the phone got cut off. So I did it from my work phone, you know. So my coworker texted me this morning and said, there's an angel that called for you. And I said, yeah, don't worry. I know who she is. We have an appointment with the Lord this morning. Glory to God. We had an appointment with God this morning. And for those that are all listening and for those that will be catching it on the replay, I want to challenge you in this season before we go, that understand this, that there is nothing about you that is an accident.
Wow.
You are not an accident. You are a planned event. And every problem and every situation that you deal with in your life, it is a part of your story. I'm trying to help somebody.
Yes, Lord.
It is a part of your story that's going to help you to get to your glory. But you cannot get rid of the story until you pass through this test. Because it was not designed to hurt you or to kill you. Of course, it's going to be painful. But when you look at Job, the pain that Job goes through, but listen, man, the Bible said that the suffering that you're going through right now will not be compared to the glory that will be revealed to you.
Yes,
and so, listen, man, testing, blessing, testing. Oh, God, I'm trying to help somebody right here.
Testing, blessing,
testing. That's why the Bible says, count it all joy when you're going through some various trials and tests, because the testing of your faith shall produce patience. My God, if we just learn to hold on long enough. Jesus.
Well, I feel man of God, we have somebody that has raised their hand and want to speak, and I also want to read to you. This man of God was on, I don't know if he's still on, but he posted that this was excellent teaching and instruction. So I'm telling you,
wonderful.
People, and we're
going
to take
glorified.
A caller right now. Yes, glory to God. Glory to God, you're on the line.
Good morning, men and women of God. How are you all this morning?
We are so blessed and on
bless
fire.
Bless the Lord. Fire. God bless you. How are you doing?
I tell you, y'all, I'm telling you, it's like I'm getting some nourishment this morning. My God. I mean, I don't care. If you don't have any ears, then you just grew something today to hear this word. I mean, you all have really nurtured some people. You've helped bring healing and deliverance to some people. And
hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Even if they didn't have an ear to hear, they had an ear to hear that. So
wow.
I just praise God because many times people are stuck in hostage for them. They've held themselves in hostage. So you just release a lot of people out of prison, self-imprisonment.
Oh my God! It was. It's the will. It's the will of God. It's the will of God. I had to text you. I had to text you, woman of God. Amen. And I said, woman of God, the Holy Ghost is in this broadcast. You probably didn't see the messenger, but I tell you, man, that the Holy Ghost got us locked in, and the Lord was dropping some stuff in my spirit that I didn't even have in my notes. The Lord just said, you better close those notes. I put them to the side, and I just said, Lord, you're going to use me this morning, because somebody needs to know that, listen, man, get out of that stuff. Come on, the testing is not going to hurt you. It's just going to get you better. Oh, yeah, it's going to be painful.
Thank you, Jesus.
But watch out. The heart of the battle is the seed of your victory.
Yes, and let me tell you something, man of God. After we got off that show, and it was such an anointed show, I reached out to her and I said, you've got to interview him, because there's a word in your interview. There's a word from the Lord. And I'm so glad that I was obedient and I told her, and she was like, oh, yeah, definitely. And so I just praise God for her obedience. I praise God for us being able to hear his voice and be able to help get people delivered, because that's our purpose. To help others get delivered, get healed. And in the interim, getting us healed and delivered even more. So I just praise God for you all this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And I
thank
just speak
you.
Forth and declare that God is doing a work, a new thing. He says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. And
yes,
so the
God.
New thing that he's doing, I'm so excited to be a part of it. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you both. And I
Amen.
Thank God that, like I said, some people are coming out of self-imprisonment and they're understanding why they've been through some things, but they're not holding each other hostage or holding themselves hostage any longer. They're walking in love. They're walking in forgiveness. And they're moving forward in the thing that God has called them to.
Amen. Amen. I just want to share a quick testimony. There's someone came in from Florida. They were listening to the program all the way from Florida on Tuesday. They saw it on my Facebook page, and they logged in, and they emailed me and said, man of God, that was a blessing. That thing helps me. Amen. And so we don't know who we're going to impact. Well, all we know is that we have a message to tell, and we have some folks that God has placed in this season to connect to us. Amen. Through our ministry, and God is about to do something supernatural. And I believe God is a comprehensive God. He's not just a God of generality. He's a specific God, and he's a comprehensive God. God is healing every area of our lives. This is not just about your wealth. It's not just about your business.
Yep.
It's not.
Totally
it's about
healed.
Your soul. It's about your spirit. It is about your mind. It's about your money. It's about your sons. It's about your daughters. It's about everything that is connected to you. I'm believing God in this season that God is about to do a comprehensive healing. And I know somebody is hearing this under the sound of my voice and will grab a hold of the reality that, listen, you have been in a dead situation. Situation for too long, and God has been speaking to you many occasions and said, listen, it is time for you to get up and go. But you are wondering, where am I going to go to? Well, I'm here to tell you, if God give you a voice and give you or hear under the sound of his voice, give you a direction, then I'm here to tell you that he's going to provide a provision.
Thank you, Jesus.
But
wow.
you have to move.
Yes, he is. Yes,
you have
he
to
is.
Move.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you,
Jesus. It's time to move. We have gotten the prophetic word.
Now,
we have, the prophet and the prophetess have laid hands on us, and we stand in line for prophecy. We stand in line for another outpouring. And listen, now that you have gotten the word, now that the manifestation and the prophetic word has been declared over your life, then what? What now?
Wow.
What are you going to do for that manifestation to take place? Because when the super and the natural comes together, you have the supernatural. So the supernatural is now manifest in the natural. So now it's time for you to step out and go do the work so that you can get that which you desire.
Glory to
Amen.
God. Thank you. You know, God, when you stay with us for a minute, Miss Offire, the inspiring, let somebody else wave their hand and want to talk. If we're going to go off in a minute, we're going to pray for some people. We pray for the people
Amen.
Before we leave. But it just dropped in my spirit. This is a few days before Valentine's. And God is such a strategic God. You know, a lot of people plan their stuff around holidays. I didn't plan this around Valentine's. That was not even my thought. But there is somewhere weeping and crying right
God.
Now because of a Valentine's Day that this destroyed their life. And it wasn't even last year. I'm talking about years ago. Something happened on a Valentine's Day. God is saying, you got to let it go today. Today. It's so significant. Your life is at stake. But we got some hearts that are hurting because of a holiday, a man-made holiday. But glory to God. We got somebody that's raising their hands. We want to bring them on right now. Glory to God.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. You're in Tula Tully Hill.
Good morning. Good morning. I just the show is wonderful, and it's what I needed in my spirit today to know that on a spiritual man's perspective, as a woman, when you're married or when you're dealing with a significant other, what to expect from him as well, what I need to do as a spiritual woman.
Wow.
And to also find healing from a marriage that I was married with my husband for 20 years, and now I'm divorced 4 years. So it's good to know that I'm hearing what he's saying, and I'm going to use that tool because I know God is going to bless me with another spouse and that I can be whole for him when that opportunity
right.
comes. Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen.
And I'm just so grateful to tune in this morning to receive the word that you have given us because it does help me. It helps me to grow spiritually, and it helps me to grow as a woman of God. So I just want to say a great show. Thank you, Angel. I'm so glad that I did connect this morning, and I also had sent it through text so other women or sisters that I love can hear you as well. So I want to say great show, and thank you, God, man of God.
Great.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you.
Amen. If I could just say.
Okay. Go ahead.
Somebody else is on the line. Want to speak?
No. That's still supporting.
Okay. I just want to speak to this woman of God real quick. You know, divorce happens sometimes. We didn't plan them. Sometimes it's not our doing. Sometimes it's just the enemy's plan. He's an enemy of marriage. And so when divorce happens, it's always the enemy attacking marriage. But this much I will say to you, that if you desire to love again, you desire to as you said, to be a wife to a man of God, a godly man, a fearful and a man that's going to love you and treat you the way you're supposed to be treated as a queen, I want to challenge you that, listen, you know, any residue from your divorce from your ex-husband. I know you guys share probably home together, share you know, family or children together. You can't get rid of those stuff. You can't just separate yourself from your seed because you gave birth to them. I don't know if you have any children, but if you do have children, you can't just get rid of your children. They are your seed. This much I want to say. Sometimes the residue from past relationship or past marriage become something that we hold on to. So what you need to do is to pray and ask God to detox you from everything in that past relationship that you need to let go. Sometimes it's just stuff that you hold on to, maybe picture that you look at that bring back some memories that make you feel saddened and feel lonely and feel depressed all over again and start to wonder, you know, God, you know, am I ever going to get better? Am I ever going to get over this? Yes, God said that you will get over it, but you have to pray and ask God, what are some of the things that I need to get rid of? If you share a house together and you're living in the house, then you can't just get up and sell the house, but you know what you can do? You can go through every room and every corner and then say, God, every residue of this broken marriage, I ask you to declare, I declare and decree healing, deliverance. Go through every corner, go through every stuff. Maybe there's some pictures that you probably don't need to be looking at. You just need to put them in storage. You don't necessarily need to throw them out because they have memories, but some memories you don't want to hold on to. Glory be to God. You just have to let it go so that when you make space, my God, you see, God can't put stuff in our life until we make space for it to come. The Bible says that, listen, you know, that God wants your storeroom and your basket to be pressed on, shaken, and running over, and wants to fill you up. God cannot fill up your barn if your barn is filled with a lot of stuff that you need to already put aside or burn or get rid of or let it go, and so that you can make room for the new things that God is getting ready to do. So you cannot put the old with the new, and so it requires letting go some things. And I just wanted to drop that in your spirit, woman of God. You know, when my wife and I, we do marriage counseling, or we deal with people that go through divorce and they want to get married again, they want to love again. But I said, what in your house that you look at that reminds you most about your spouse that have a negative memory, negative emotion? Those things, be it a picture, be it a furniture, whatever it is, get rid of it, whatever it is, so that you can be totally healed and be delivered from the
past. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Sabrina, for calling in, my sister, and sharing. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Man of God, I have to, you know, as the host, I'm going to be, you know, very transparent. And I know I'm not the only one. There are people out here that have gone through 2 and 3 marriages. I think you said 4. And my first marriage was at the age of 19. And I have 3 beautiful children from my first marriage. You know, I was a kid in the church, you know. And
yes.
We got divorced, you know, years later down the line. And I stayed, you know, by myself for many years, was celibate for over 10 years, met somebody that I thought that was the perfect person. And that marriage ended in 7 months. And it's amazing.
Wow.
I'm listening to what you're saying is that because it wasn't of God. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't of God. You know,
yes.
How we'll put something in our mind like, oh, well, this is, I'm doing this, or this is perfect. We create our own little picture. We don't wait on God. And I'm talking to myself. I said this show was for me today. And just this morning, I was going through my phone, and, you know how when you put pictures up on Facebook, people will come like pictures, and it could be a picture from months ago or years ago. I don't even realize the picture is still there. And so there were pictures that somebody started liking of me and him, and I was like, I didn't know that picture was still there. I just started deleting pictures. I was like, no,
come
don't
on
want
now.
That. Don't want
yes,
that.
That's,
I just started
that's how you remove that out of your soul.
Exactly what you said. And so,
wow.
You know, talk to us that have, you know, made that mistake more than once. You know what I'm saying? Some people have been blessed that they've only been married once and stayed married, but you got a lot of people that don't have that testimony. And I talk about some of us got out of the will of God and went before him, or, you know, or created something, or got tired of being by ourselves and being alone. So, you know, we went on and decided, you know what, I got this. You know, I know what I'm going to do. And then it ended up tragically. And I'm not going to go all into my story, but I'm just saying, I know for my situation, it ended up tragically, and it didn't have to. But for somebody else, it might have been the same thing. You know, a lot of divorces end in domestic violence or whatever, or like you were talking about the cheating and the constant this and that. And so speak to those people, you know, that has made this mistake, not just once or twice. And it might have not, like my first marriage, I don't believe was a mistake.
Amen.
I think that I was stronger and immature and didn't have the wisdom that I have now.
Yes, amen.
You
amen.
Understand what I'm saying? Because I have 3 children from that marriage, and my children, when I tell you they're the best of both of us, they, you know, they're amazing. And when people see us, me and him together, they're like, they seem perfect. Why did they end in marriage? Like you said, the enemy comes in, and he can, you know, he get a little peek of your future. He don't really know the true future. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And
he just need to get a gleam.
Yeah. And if you allow him to, and you're not what you should be, and God, or have the wisdom of the teaching like you're giving today, you can allow the enemy to come in there and destroy something that you have that actually could have been a good thing. Talk to us about how to restore from that.
What I would say to those that are listening and to you, woman of God, is that listen, marriage is hard work, and it's not always easy to get over the pain and the suffering. But the reality is this, is that God is a God of second chance, third chance, fourth, fifth.
Come on.
The first thing I would say to those of you that have been through first, second, and third marriages and, you know, you feel the need to still find love is to you have to evaluate where you are.
Wow.
And even though you might not be the reason why such and such happened, but you have to come to an awareness and ask yourself, what can I do differently that I
wow.
didn't do then that probably had cost me my marriage? Can I tell you the truth?
Yes,
when someone get a divorce, it is not because most of the time they're not in love. No one just falls out of love with each other. It's impossible to fall out of love because you really didn't fall in love in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You mature in love.
Right,
God, I'm trying
right.
to help somebody here.
Yes, Lord.
You didn't fall in love. You think you fall in love, but no, you mature in love. Even if you miss somebody for the first time and you get that jitterbug, or as they would say, the love bug, and you know, there's an infatuation, there's a connection, there is an attraction, but that's not love. Love is not just attractive. Love is also a decision. And one makes a decision to love. And so when somebody find themselves in a place where you got a divorce, you evaluate where you are. You have to do a reflection
uh-huh.
on that relationship. And then you have
right.
to say to yourself, what role did I play in this event?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know the blame game is going to happen. And when we do counsel, that's why I never counsel one spouse by themselves. Because I don't
right.
want you to feed me with some stuff that when I sit down with both of y'all, then the husband go and tell me some things that now I have to try to fix what I already told you because I didn't hear from both of y'all at the same time.
Right,
so,
but
in some cases, the man don't want to go to counseling. So what my wife and I do is
that
to
is
work
very true.
On the woman to help her become better. But I may not be able to salvage the marriage, but we can help the woman or the man to heal. And get
yeah.
better within themselves. You understand?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
divorce happened, and I know because we are part of the church, sometimes we want to stay in the marriage because what the church is going to say. I'm here to tell you that sometimes you just have to walk away from what was not God ordained.
That's right. That's right.
Sometimes you have to walk away. And even though it's God ordained, you are going to be tested.
That's right.
People need to stop believing that you don't have to work on your marriage just because both of y'all are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. No, your marriage takes work.
Right. Right.
And so now that you have been down that road, you have experienced what you experienced. When somebody now comes into your life or find you attractive or find you interesting and want to get to know you better, you have to lay it out on the table. I say, hey, listen, I don't know where this is going to go, but I want to tell you right now, if you're trying to play games with my life, with my emotion, with my spirit, I'm here to tell you, don't awaken my love if you are not really ready to love me. Leave
okay,
me
come on
alone.
Now. Come on. That was the scripture. That's the scripture. That's the word now. Good God Almighty.
Don't awaken the love of a woman if you're not ready to love her. Leave her alone.
Powerful.
And if that woman is not ready to say yes to that man, don't take his money. Don't go out with him.
Come on.
Leave him alone.
Make it plain.
Because
you
some of these brothers were just made enough to be your brother in the Lord, but they're not husband material.
That's right. That's right.
And so what of us do is we frustrate the process because we look at the world and we start to think about loneliness and all these different things, and we compromise our character and our integrity thinking that we can change men or make the person works better for us. But at the end of the day, they're going to be who they are. their past,
that's
and
right.
their issues, and all those issues are going to come rolling back. And so here you are, you're saying to yourself, no, I thought it was going to change. No, you and I don't have the power to change anyone, only God. That's
hey,
the reason why
yeah.
when we do premarital counseling, we tell folks, you better pay attention to these habits because it's not going to change when you get married. It's going to
wow.
get worse. She's going to get comfortable. She's going to get comfortable. Because it's during the courting and the dating phase that they are impressing you. But after they put the ring on it and you lay in the same bed, they
isn't
don't even impress you no
truth.
More.
Watch yourself. Ain't that the truth? Good God Almighty. You said
so we learn from the past. And we don't try to make those same mistakes again. So I tell folks every time, you better lay it all on the table. Listen,
that's
I've been
right.
single for a long
time.
I live without a man, and I can sure live without you. That doesn't mean that I don't want to be with someone. It doesn't mean that I don't want to get married. But
that's
if you
right.
just show me one sign that you're not being faithful, listen, I'm telling you that I will walk her in a heartbeat. And this time, not only that, I'm going to let the blood of God be on your head, but you are going to pay the price for walking into my life
Jesus.
And not fulfill the promise that
come
you told
now.
Me and told God.
Come
you
on.
Put it on the table,
make
man.
Plain,
you got to put fear
plain.
In this man of God. Make it plain.
God of my,
know what
got,
you're looking for
wow.
and expect
wow.
that you're going to get it. And this will either make him more attracted to you or he's going to run him away. Because if he said, oh, my God, this woman of God is too deep for me, then obviously you're in. Because a man loves a challenge. A real
right.
man wants a challenge. A real man, masculinity and is alpha male, want a woman that is strong, a woman that is ambitious, a woman. Listen, guys that stay away from strong and ambitious women are not men. They are male, but they're
ooh.
Not man. There's a difference. Whoa. It's not a lack
whoa.
Of male. There's thousands
oh
of male. There's millions of male in the world, but there is a lack of men. Why? Because male, boys are born, men are developed. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11 that when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. But now that I become a man, and so if somebody
right.
didn't teach him how to become a man, then obviously
he's
grown, but he's trapped into a boy mentality because nobody was able to pull that male out of him,
That's good.
Hello, somebody. Come on, somebody. And so he was raised with his mama. He's been my mama boys all his life. And so here you are. He's grown, but he's still not mature. And some of your ladies are trying to make a man out of a boy. It is not your responsibility. It's
that's
not
right.
your job to make a man out of him. That's why you're frustrated. That's the reason why you're letting go. That's the reason why you're getting a divorce, because you realize that he does not have what it takes to lead you
don't
and to pull
capacity.
You to your greater. He become a
that's
drag
right.
on you rather than being a blessing. He become a debit rather than being a credit. He's a liability and not
ooh.
An asset. Why? Because nobody taught him exactly how to become a man.
Good God Almighty. You breaking it down today, man of God. You know, this is normally an hour show. We, of course, have already went
okay.
over that. But it's
God
okay because we got people that are hanging with us today because they are being blessed. Oh, my God.
Bless the Lord.
I'm trying to respond to some of this stuff that you just said. One of the things I want to respond to, I've seen this a lot in the church world and with men and women. You see something, you know, God will send you a brother and or he'll send you a sister. And in him sending you that, you know, a lot of times you are speaking into this man and he's speaking into you and y'all are helping encourage each other and build each other. And so because y'all have that chemistry, oh, that must be your husband. No, that's your brother. That's your sister. Keep encouraging one another. And what happens
that's right.
is we invest in a man or we invest in this woman and we're mad if they marry somebody else or we're mad if, you know, that is not the one, and or you, we married them, and we're holding on to them because of what we feel like we invested. The Bible says we reap what we sow, which means you might invest in this man or this woman, and but God might have somebody else that is going to be the one that you're
amen.
That you're encouraged
and
that
is so true.
And mine is not a nine time out.
not going to be the same person that you invest in. And we make that mistake over and over again. We keep looking for that it back from who we gave it out to. You're looking in the wrong direction again.
That's why we're hurting with love. Amen. I said that's the reason why we hurt with love.
Right.
Because when we give love, when we give love, we should give it genuinely, not to expect anything in return.
Right.
And that's the problem. Now that may sound strange to a lot of people, but that's how God loves us unconditionally.
Right. Unconditionally.
Can you imagine if every man that is married would love their wife the way God commanded him to love her? We wouldn't have no divorce in church.
Right.
We wouldn't have
right.
no divorce in the world. Because God loves us with our flaws. He loves us with our hang-up. He loves us with our faults. That's how a man's supposed to love his wife. And when God, and when a man loves his wife from that premise, then the wife have no other choice but to submit to that type of love. Because that's what she desires. A man is never going to win the heart of a woman until he loves her. And a woman will not win the heart of a man until she is in total submission to her. And a woman will never submit to a man that doesn't really love her.
Wow.
And divorce and separation start happening when the love, the respect stop. When the man stop loving and when the woman stop respecting, that's when the marriage starts to fall apart.
Wow.
So a lot of times we must realize that a man can be good to us in the dating phase, but he's not necessarily good for us. A woman can be good to you, but she's not good for you.
Wow.
That is the reason why
that's
it's important
good.
For us to also understand that while we are looking for a partner, we cannot put all the responsibility on God to do the work, because God did not give Eve to Adam.
Wow.
The only thing that God did was put the man to sleep, pull the woman out of a man, put her on display, wake up the man and say, "Hey, Adam, wake up. Here, look at her. Is she good enough for you?" Adam said, "She's bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. I will call her a woman because she was pulled out of me." And look at what the scripture said. The Bible said that God said that, listen, it's not good for man to be alone. So most of these women that I say, "I am lonely and I need a man," you shouldn't be saying that, because guess what? Adam was not lonely. Adam was not sexual. Adam was not feeling the urge to have sexual desire, because he could not relate to another sex that was not in him. The animals of two by two, male and female, so they knew how to copulate and how to bring forth other seed of their kind. But when the man was placed in the garden, he was placed there to accomplish his assignment. It was God that looked at the man and said, "It's not good for man to be alone. I will create for him help." So it's when the woman that was pulled out of the man, that's when Adam realized that he could relate to this woman. That is the reason why a man and a woman is always in connection with each other, not a man and a man, not a woman and a woman.
Come
that's
on,
not how
come
God
on,
intended
make that
the marriage vow to be. And so the reality is this, is that it's out of the will of God for another woman to love another woman. It's out of the will of God for another man to love another man, because God didn't pull a man out of a man. He pulled a woman out of a man, and he took a rib, the closest thing to the man's heart, because the rib protects the kidney, it protects the heart, it protects the organs that are delicate that needs the man to be alive. That God didn't use the head, because God didn't want the man to think that he's going to overpower the woman. God didn't use the man's feet, because he didn't want the man to think that he's going to trample over the woman. He used something from his side, which means that the man's heart is connected with the woman. And when the man look at a woman, he's seeing a greater define example of himself. That's why we are so attracted to women, and it gets a lot of men in trouble. But because of the fact that most of us, as in the body of Christ, we think that because we pray and we ask God for a mate, and because the man comes and like us and love us and want to marry us, we're just supposed to say "I do." It may not be the will of God. It may just be his flesh.
Right. You know, or it might be, like I said, the person that is was sent to invest in you and you in them, to build them up, to prepare them for their mate. Not
Amen.
In a
That's
way,
right. It was
you
a
know
preparation
what I'm saying? But in a way, because a woman can teach a man something, of course, about a woman that no other, you know, that a man can't do, and vice versa. And so a lot
Amen.
Of times he's preparing you through that male or through that female for the person that's coming. But because you're being blinded by what you see, you looking at right now, or you're being anxious and getting ahead of God, let it be what it is. Don't let
mm-hmm.
it get, be more than what it is. And that has happened to so many people that made it more than what you're saying, something so valuable. And so, you know,
yeah.
here,
yeah,
I don't know, you know, when the next person coming, but this person is right here, ready to marry me right now. She here, he here. And so you got to have enough faith in God and yourself to believe that who God has for you is coming. My mother taught
it's
me
coming.
A long time ago. He said, what God has put together, let no man put together. And you said it
Amen.
Today on this show. A lot of these marriages together. When you know, and so people will hold themselves in bondage based on that scripture. What God has put together, let no man put asunder. But did God put it together?
Did God put it together?
Did God put it together, or did
if
you
God,
put it
if
together?
God,
did you paint yourself
and
a picture and begin to live out the picture that you painted?
But here's the thing that I wanna challenge those that are listening, those that are married, and also those that wanna get married. If God even put that man in front of you, you have to make the choice to pick that man. God is not gonna pick him for you.
That's right.
The church
That's
have
right.
done no justice. First of all, you know, God have mercy.
We got
the
about
church
eight,
tell you, the church tells you that
minutes.
There is okay. The church
less
tell you that there's one yeah. The church tell you that there's one special person out there for you. That's not Bible. God would not do that to you. He would not do that to you. That's going to be for another broadcast. That
but,
is my
but
scripture.
But you speaking the truth. I teach that to my son. The man that
it's
found
not,
the wife,
there's not one.
It, but
come
it's
on
a lot
now.
Of
yes.
women that might fit that, you know, that might fit that description. But you
That's
have
right.
to decide. You know, a
you
pastor
have to decide.
Of mine said
You're
to me one time,
good.
This is for the women. He said, look at that man and say, can I follow that? Can I follow that? And if you know that this is not somebody that can lead your household and follow that, if you know you can't follow him, if you know you can't submit to that, then why even put yourself in that position? You got to look at all of
That's
those
the
things.
Flesh.
And for the man, the same thing. She might have the looks, everything inside that you think that she wants, but is that the one? Because you might meet three other women exactly like that.
I tell
so
folks all the time, I've been.
You got to make that decision. Not,
you
not,
have to,
not,
yeah, God
not
is God
man.
Is
not,
not going to make that decision
else,
for you.
You got to live with
we,
that woman or
amen.
Man.
Amen. We are free. We are free will creature. God didn't force us into salvation. So why are we
no,
why do we think
not.
That God is going to force us into marriage?
Wow.
It's your
wow.
choice.
That is so
it's
good.
Your choice.
That is so. But so many have gotten married based on I'm pregnant, you know, based on
I wouldn't
I wanna have
advise
sex.
Nobody to get married just because they're pregnant. I speak against
right.
that because the man
right.
the man may be your baby daddy, but he's not qualified to be your husband.
Good God from Zion. You go on
God
somewhere.
Can, God will forgive
you. We're going to have to
first
do a part
first of all,
with
being pregnant is not the sin. Is having sex out of wedlock is a sin. The baby
right.
is just a seed. It's just an evidence of the fact that you did it out of the will of God. So why marry a man that is not good for you just to cover your sin when your sin is already exposed through pregnancy?
But that's
all
religion.
You need to do now. Yeah, but the church tell you to yoke with him, but
right.
that's not God.
Right.
The older
right.
church. Now we live in a dispensation and a generation where young people don't do that kind of stuff. If a guy get a girl pregnant back in the 50s and the 60s, they probably will marry them because of the shame of the family and stay together because they have learned to love each other. But now young people ain't doing that stuff no more.
That's
no,
right.
sir.
That's right.
Mm-mm.
Then you're right.
They're not married
because
because I get pregnant. They're going to have that baby and still do what they got to do.
Well, I was
you know.
Thinking that for our older audience. You know, you got some people who got married years ago because of that reason, and they have stayed in because of that very reason, because of children, you know, and
yes.
different things like that. And like you said, that might be your baby's father, but that might not be your husband. You know,
not
but
be your husband.
And it comes again from that generational curse. It comes from, and I can use myself personally. I grew up in a family. My mother had 7 children, 5 different dads. You know,
wow.
And so with my father, that was the
and
desire.
She's, and
of
she's
my
a good
heart.
She's a good woman.
She's a good woman.
She just
woman.
Had bad experience with men.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I was like, I want all my children to have the same father. That was an issue for me. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. of how I was raised and how the children are treated when they look different. You know, it's so many things that, you know, so much can come out of this conversation, man of God. We would be here
yeah.
for another 48 hours. We're going to have to do a part 2 with you, man of God. If there's
Amen.
Anybody
God,
else
God bless you.
Before he gets off the air, we still have a few more minutes. Feel free to go ahead and raise your hand, hit 1, and we want to bring you on. We want to encourage you. We want to pray with you. But this has been a power-packed show today. Miss On Fire said, and On Fire, she told me, she said, no, you got to do the show because for all this to be going wrong, this show must going to be powerful. And it has surpassed, I mean, powerful is not even the word. You have so helped me, and so encouraged our listeners. For this many people to still be hanging out with us after the time, I know it's all God. I know it's all God. And I'm telling you, you're helping some man, you're helping some woman, you're helping some boy, some girl, you know, not only to get out of, to forgive themselves, but to not even get into some things. You helping some people that are not going to even get into the bondage that the people before them did. Not to even make the same mistake because they got the wisdom, they got the knowledge, they know what to do.
Yes, Lord.
And they're not going to lean on what my church said or my pastor said or this person said, no, let me get to know this one. Let me get to know this man. Let me know my heart before I say I do.
Come on now.
And so that's what I'm hearing out of what you're saying, that you're helping some young person make the right decision the first time. They can
that's
get
right.
it right
Amen.
The first time.
They
you
can
don't
get
have
it right
to make the,
first
the same
time.
Mistake your mom, your dad, your
no,
brother.
No, you don't have
sister.
To make the same
you
mistake.
You don't have to go down the same road. And as a youth director years ago, I used to teach children that. We made the mistake. You don't have to. You know, because some people will teach people that, you know, where you're going to fumble, you're going to fall. No. That's not even, you don't have to go through it. That's where wisdom come in at. That's where knowledge come in at. You don't have to make that same mistake.
Amen. And that requires.
Listen, let me say this. If you watch somebody fall in the pit, are you going to follow behind them and fall in the same pit?
Well, then the Bible calls you a fool. That's
the Bible
not my
says
word.
The blind
the word
can't
of God.
Lead the blind unless you ain't paying
yeah.
no attention, which
unless
a lot of times
attention.
That happens. You know what I'm saying? If you saw
blind can't lead the blind.
Fact that you ain't paying attention, but if you see somebody fall in a pit, even when you're driving and you see somebody make a dip in the road, you like, oh,
man stay
go
out of that dip. Yeah.
Let me go
that's,
around.
That's trust. That's
it.
Where
I
trust can be. That's where the trust factor comes in.
Good
God. Well, woman of God, amen, we got to go, but we have to pray and close this out and seal it by the blood and with the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Ghost. God, we come to you now. We ask you divine power of the Holy Ghost. as we, oh God, were able, dear God, to minister to your people. Lord God, I pray right now for our dear prophet of angel in the name and through the blood of Jesus, every desire, everything that she desired, that it will come to pass now in the name and through the blood of Jesus. I declare and declare healing, deliverance, and breakthrough in every area of her life. Lord God, I pray for those that are listening to the sound of our voice. God, I pray, dear God, that every desire, there will be no lack in their lives.
Yes,
Father,
God.
Every
in the name
pain,
of
every past hurt, every past pain, every situations in their past, dear God, that seems to be a hindrance and a roadblock to their greater, to their future. We come against it now, God, Rabbi Bosai. We ask your Holy Ghost that you will release the supernatural power, oh God, and touch them where they're hurt. God, I pray now, dear Father, that there will be a healing in the name and through the blood of Jesus. I declare and decree, dear Father, that as the issue of their life flows, God, that you will dry up the negative issue, the thing, dear God, that so easily beset them and get them off track, dear God, and bring them back into their past. We ask your Holy Ghost that you will bind them. And God, I pray, dear Father, that you will release the supernatural healing power that will perform a surgery on their heart, that they will, their heart will beat genuinely again. All the toxic experience and the toxic relationship and the lies that the enemy taught and the enemy told them. God, the past hurt in their family, generation, those that were molested, those that were touched, those that were lied on, those that were ostracized and minimized and criticized. God, I bind every spirit now and release, dear God, the newness in their lives and their heartbeat, their pulse, their blood pressure. Everything will regulate according to purity, according to your anointing, according to your power. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I consider it done in Jesus' name. And it is so, and so be it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord.
And
thank
I'm telling you,
God
we will
you.
Bring
you
back
here.
For a part two because
Amen.
This was a little slow to the show, and we will be talking.
Glory God.
God
yes.
bless you. Give your love to my wife, and we got to bring her back with you. So we're going to discuss that. Thank y'all for tuning
Amen.
In. We'll be here
thank
again
you.
Next week at 11 a.m., and we're going to have people. We're doing an event on February 19th called It's a Red Affair in Kanye Street, 1303 Parker Road. Sweet G at Kingdom Works International, which is our ministry. We do Saturday Night Live there with Apostle Zoe and Bishop Leggett every Saturday night at 7 p.m. So come out and join us. So this will be on Sunday, next Sunday, February 19th at 5:30. It's a Red Affair. We want to see you in the place in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. You'll be coming out to support our foundation, Attilo and Philly Cell. Foundation where we help children and adults with sickle cell disease, you know, and it's about hope, health, and healing, you know. And so we thank you, man of God. We will be bringing you back. We want y'all to come to that event on the 19th, and we will talk to y'all and see y'all then. So next week at 11 a.m., we will have the artist that will be singing and doing spoken word and all that on our show next
Amen.
Saturday. Tune in next Saturday.
Awesome.
Love you all. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Appreciate it.